Approaching 8 o'clock here at Bear Country 95.3. It's Tuesday, and we've got Patrick here in the Bear Country studios with his Montague Web Works website of the week. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Kevin, good morning to you.
You know, on this date in history,
yes,
I know that you've been researching this because we talked about this is a really cool site to check out for everybody to check out, especially when, you know, with the school vacation coming up for the holiday and kids looking for something to do. It was on this date in history, the last person walked here. You want to take a stab at it?
I'm going to say on the moon, Kevin.
Yeah, of course you know, because we've been talking about this. But I thought that is that's a really cool factoid.
It is cool.
In 1972, part of the Apollo program, Eugene Cernan is the last person to walk on the moon after he and Harrison Schmitt complete the third and the final activity of the Apollo 17 mission.
Yeah, my son was just asking me about this the other day because Cahill's five.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, Dad, I saw this thing on the computer when the men were walking on the moon. And he asked me the logical question, which is, why didn't they fly off? Because
yeah.
He believes, as all children do, that once you go into outer space, it's completely weightless and you disappear. So I had to go through I explained it to him. And then I found the factoid that this was the date of the last moonwalk. So pretty cool.
Yeah, we are doing NASA.gov.
NASA.gov.
Yeah, NASA.gov this morning for our Montague Web Works website of the week. And I thought it was a really cool site for us to check out because there's a couple of different portions of this website that you can go to. Say if you are a school teacher, but if you are a student, you'll have that week coming off and you'll be, you're done with the presents.
Well, and
they're boring now.
If you're a parent, too, I mean, if you have a son, potentially a daughter. My daughter could care less. But if you have a son, under the age of 10, they all believe that Star Wars was created in 2010. My son thinks that Star Wars is the newest, coolest thing on the planet. I've wasted a lot of time trying to explain to him that it's been around for 30 years.
Right.
So he now thinks that what happens in outer space is that there are Sith Lords and there are fighter attack squadrons and there are there's this pew-pew stuff flying through the outer space, whatever.
Not exactly.
Not really what's happening out there in outer space or with space travel or research. So this website in particular, having to link up with the date and the activity of today in the 70s, but is very educational. So if they want to get a good snapshot of what really happens out there.
Parents and teachers, if you have more interest in the website, it is good to know that they break down the section for students, K through 4, grades 5 through 8, high school students, higher education.
Yes.
As well, over at the NASA website, nasa.gov.
Yeah, it's a great site. And there's a lot of video, a lot of interactive opportunities. And, let's use that new computer for education instead of just, playing games on pogo.com, Kevin.
When you were growing up, did anybody go to space camp?
Yes. I was so jealous.
Oh, a friend of mine down the street went to space camp.
It's a good thing we're married because we'd never get a date after this conversation. I was so envious of going to space camp.
Absolutely. I mean, that was some good cred back then.
It was the thing.
Definitely the thing to do. All right, check it out. Our Montague Web Works website of the week, nasa.gov. And of course, over at Montague Web Works, find them on the Save 30% store at bear953.com. Many different services?
Yes, many. We're primarily a web development company, but we also do marketing and consulting for businesses looking to integrate technology into their life and to improve their bottom line by doing so. And for the rest of this month only, all of our certs that are on the Valley General Store are marked down to 50% off. So if you have an interest in wanting to get in touch with us and pay 50% for an introductory consultation with me or with Michael or Al or one of our staff, you can visit the store here at bear953.com. Buy one cert, two, three, doesn't matter. They're good for 1 hour increments, and we can sit down with you and begin to assist you with whatever your complex IT needs might be.
Perfect. Montague Web Works until the end of the month on our Save 30% store in the Save 50% category. Head to bear953.com for more information. We'll talk to you soon, Patrick.
Thanks, Kevin.